Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we're here again, amen, to share with you some things that, amen, on the ground roof level about how can I become a powerful Christian in the Lord. Amen. We always like to start off with a prayer and praying for those that are absent or those that are not here, those that are calling in. Because wherever you are, Lord can always ask the Lord to put a hedge around them. And we start off our prayer. Heavenly Father, we ask you to place a hedge of protection around us and hide us from the enemy, familiar spirits, and any of all the demons' possessions that make it difficult, if not impossible, for them to effectively track or trace any of us in the realm of the spirit. There shall be no formalization, penetration of these hedge of protection according to your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Psalms 91, 1 through 16, Exodus 12, 13, Zechariah 2 and 1. According to the blood of Jesus, O God, we plead your blood and your protection around the listeners and those that are, amen, are listening to this program here and in the future. Amen. God bless you today. And if you'd like to call in, to be a part, amen, of this program, it's 1-855-236-2252. That's a toll-free number at 1-855-236-2252. Toll-free number. And all you have to do is press 1 and become a part of this, amen, great program on Blog Talk Radio, amen, Doctrine of Truth, amen. We have to remember, in order to become a powerful, amen, how to live a powerful life as a Christian life, amen, God has already laid out the foundation for us. He's always laid out the foundation for us, and he always already has and always will, because he's God and he knows everything. He sees everything. And he know what we all need. He know what we all need. He know exactly what it takes. Amen. As we go from day to day, from hour to hour, God knows what we need. He always understands situations more than we do. He created us all. He's all about us and protecting us. Amen. And we're going to want you to think about, amen, what he has given us already. What he has given us already. Amen. Notice in the gospel according to John, very familiar. See, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of the water, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? And can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So here we rest tonight, here we rest today, amen, born of the Spirit, born of the Spirit. Amen. Man is threefold, body, soul, and spirit. We're body, soul, and spirit. If we want to become powerful, amen, Christians in God, and recognize, one thing you have to recognize, that you are, amen, you have been to have a supernatural experience with God. You have a supernatural experience with God. Your spirit has been born again. Your spirit has been moved to another sphere, amen, another level, another area. It has come into the family of God. And when you come into the family of God, amen, like any other thing else, when you're in the family of God, you are allowed all the benefits of the family. But you just have to apply yourself. Amen. It's just like, amen, you become whatever country you're in and whatever time you're in, now you're old enough to drive or vote. Amen. And when you begin to apply yourself, someone has to show you, or you have to constantly learn, amen, how to get behind the wheel. Even though you old enough to drive, amen, but you still have to practice it. And then when you get out into the highway with others, amen, you got to be able to control yourself, amen, and coordinate your right foot with the pedal and the brake at all times, that you can accelerate, you can brake, because of what? Come to practice. The practice that you put involved. So here we are, amen, with God family. Amen. There are many things that are happening in the world. There are things that are going on in your family. There are things that are going on in your neighborhood. Amen. And you want to be able to help people. If you ever decide to move to another state, you've been transferred to another job, another family, married into another family, and you all of a sudden you find yourself unfamiliar, the environment is different, and you're looking for someone, or someone should be there helping you, amen, to adjust. And here it is now with about being born again in the spirit of God. Amen. Being born again. You have a godly experience. You know you had an experience with God. Amen. You come so peaceful in your mind and spirit about fear. You're not concerned about fear anymore. You're not concerned about death anymore. You're not concerned about what you don't have and what you do have. You come with a total peace within. A total peace within. Amen. God had fulfilled and fill up that hole, amen, that you was lacking in life. And now you come with peace within. The only thing you have to learn, amen, is and how to adjust, amen, to the Christian walk. How to adjust to the lifestyle that you have, amen, the new lifestyle, amen, that you acquired. And you have to learn how to live with God. You know, we find many people that today they get married or they move to another job, another place, and they'll find themselves, amen, trying to adjust, amen, in a new environment with new people. Trying to adjust a new environment with new people. And this is what Christian walk is about. Learning how to use all the benefits God had placed in your hand. Learn how to use one of the benefits and one of the tools, amen, is the Bible. Making sure, not just pick up any Bible, making sure that you have the right Bible. Making sure that you have the right tools, amen, to continue this walk. To continue this walk. Don't look at others. Don't forget about others. Amen. You want to make sure you have, amen, your instructions are proper. You're living off the right instructions. There are many Bibles out there. There are many, many Bibles. There are many books on the market. But, you know, down through the years, we have found out and we have tested, amen, that the King James Authorized Version, amen, was done in 1611. The translation now is used in English-speaking people. was authorized by King James and made by 47 scholars under the authorization of King James. The Bishop Bible was used basically for the New Version, but the Hebrew and the Greek text were studied and other English translations consulted with the view of obtaining the best results. It has been held first throughout the English-speaking world over three centuries. Amen. So this is why, amen, when you want to find the right Bible, you can start off with the King James. Start off with the King James Bible. And you have other versions today of the King James. We have other versions today. You have the American Standard, your Amplified Bible. Amen. You have the New International Bible. Amen. They are part, amen, of your Christian growth. They are part of your Christian growth. So what we have to do, amen, constantly read and get familiar with the Bible. Constantly reading and getting familiar with the Bible. It's what we live off of, and this is what we depend on. Those of you that want to call in, you can dial 1-855, it's a toll-free number, 855-236-2252, 1-855-236-2252, amen. We're discussing how to live a powerful Christian life. Amen. We don't want to just have, a life in defeat. We don't just want to start on this journey and be defeated and be questioned and look at all the condition of the world. So we have here now, you're reading the right Bible, and it would tell you, okay, you are twofold. Your spirit has come alive to God. Your spirit has come alive to God, and you have made contact again. Amen. For the first time, you made contact with God. Amen. On a benefit of being a part of the family. You know, when you confess your sin, accepting Him as your Lord and Savior, been baptized in water, and joined a Bible-believing church, amen. Your walk with Christ now, amen, you're part of the family. You're part of the family. And prayer is one of the tools. Now remember, we have to always remember that Adam and Eve, Adam, back in the book of Genesis in the beginning, that Adam, amen, and God always had a communion service together. They came together and they discussed about the daily walk, about what's happening today. He told them to name different animals, and he gave them the instructions, amen, on certain things, and amen. And after God saw that he needed help because he was burning himself out, amen, he got him a helpmate. And his helpmate, whatever he couldn't do and was too much for him to do, she did. She did it. She did it. She was capable. She was able. She was qualified, amen, to be by Adam's side in every decision. Now, communication with God always have been prayer. That communication. You find communication itself all over the world is very important. That's why we have telephones and cell phones and men need to communicate. They need to verbally discuss, amen, and strategize and plan. God gave them that. God gave them that information. God gave them that part of their life, amen. They would have to discuss with others, amen. So it's important, very important, that prayer be a part of your understanding that you are in the family of God. And you can always call. You can always discuss with God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, you can always discuss problems and vent and talk with him concerning what's going on with you and your family and your relatives. And we always like to reiterate the importance of the Word of God, the importance of the Word of God in your walk, your powerful walk with God. We're not just talking about anybody just being dissatisfied with what you hear. Be satisfied is going to be in a number and a fellowship. We're talking about today and time, and this time that's going on now. You want to be a part of the answer. You want to be a part of the solution. Amen. Have you ever sat back and said, "Well, you know, I love to hear, amen, what's going on, and I want to be able to, you know, apply my input into it, but because of that, you're not qualified for that job, or you're not a part of that group, amen, they will not accept you." But maybe games, or being a pilot, or being someone, and you look at it and you marvel and say, "Gee, you know, I think I can be that. I can be that." But when you look into the requirements and the qualifications and the times and the quality of time you have to put in, you might back off. So, "Well, you know, I can do that in 5 minutes. Give me a shorter course. Give me this and give me that." But no, there are certain things, amen, require more training. There are certain things in life require, amen, more conditioning. And this is what Christians are part of, kind of a family, amen, a family of God and the people of God. They live this thing. You have to live it. Every day you get up believing. And you get up believing so that you don't even have to consider, "Oh, did I believe in God today? Oh, am I walking in belief? Or, oh, am I walking in faith?" No, it's in your spirit. It's in your spirit. When you become born again, become a child, that's the first step. That word or that prayer, whatever it took to get you in that position, and you know it was God, then now you become a prayer warrior. Pray over everything. Pray, pray, pray. Amen. It's not a weak position. It's powerful. It's powerful because what? You want to be a powerful person. Now you realize that you are a spirit. And God is a spirit. God is a spirit. Amen. Notice in the Bible, that's why I say we revert back to the Bible. And you want to make sure, amen, that you're following the Bible and the gospel according to John, the 4th chapter and the 24th verse. Amen. The apostle John is writing. He said, "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in truth." Certain time of year, once a year, people begin to worship, dress up like fallen spirits. They dress up, put on all kind of clothes and recognize and try to design themselves as witches and warlocks and fallen dead people and demons and dragons. And amen. Because they know, and you know, and the world know, amen, there's a spiritual world. There's a spiritual world. But those are dead spirits. They're not alive to God. They're not alive to God. And that's the difference. You ever seen what they call a scavenger? Amen. A buzzard? Amen. What he does, he fly around and he look for fallen animals or dead animals. Amen. They start decaying and they begin to, amen, go back to the dust. Amen. Or they fallen and they begin to come down. Four or five of them or more begin to pluck out the skin, you know, That's God's way of recycling. Amen. God's way of recycling, getting rid of things. So the fallen spirits, amen, those that are not alive to God, they're alive to death. They're alive to the demons. Amen. So God's people, we're alive to God. And that gave us a more higher power. That gave us more ability to talk to God. And God gave us benefits. He said, these are the signs of those that believe. They can lay hands on the sick. Amen. And sometimes, amen, sometimes people are sick because of sin. People are sick because of those spirits that attacked their body. They're not aware, amen, of things they begin to think about, things they begin to dream about, things they begin to put their heart and mind into. They're not aware, amen, that they are a spirit inside, but it's not alive unto God. It's a dead spirit. So they find themselves caring spirits, caring voices, amen, from those spirits, because they are attracted to, amen. You have a magnet, you know what a magnet is? You know, it picks up metal. It draws things to it, amen. So, fallen spirits, they can attract other fallen spirits. So what we have, amen, God, amen, himself, and like he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. The Lord want to elevate us, bring us alive, you know, shock us and bring our spirit back to him. Amen. And when we come alive to him, amen, then we are dead to the world. But right now, if you're in the world, amen, you're still alive to the world. But once you become born again, you come alive to God. And your spirit come alive to God. And you have to feed your spirit. You have to feed your spirit. And when you begin to feed your spirit, amen, and become alive to God, you begin to feed it. And what it does, amen, it helps you to overcome. You get stronger and stronger. Stronger and stronger. In the book of Hebrews, amen, you find that in the book of Hebrews, the fourth chapter and the 12th verse, the word of God is sharp. The word of God is sharp. It cuts. And we will read that scripture. And those who like to call in, you can dial 1-855-236. This is a toll-free call, 2252. 1-855-236-2252-22252. Amen. It's a toll-free call. You can call in. And when you call in, as well as you can dial 1-347-215-8816 and just press 1. Press 1. You can dial 1-347-215-8816 and just press 1, amen, on your dial. Here, the Bible said the word of God is sharp. It cuts between the marrow and the bone. Notice here in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing as under of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. Amen. The word of God. The Bible said the word of God, amen, is sharp and it cuts. So that means it's alive. The word of God is alive. Whatever you're going through, whatever condition that you are going through, whatever problem you might have, God is there. He's with us. And he's a part of us. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. He's a part of you. He walk with you. He talk with you. Now watch this now. Those that are going through problems, and you know, friends and relatives, and we talk about being powerful to help others, and you find the right Bible. Notice this in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, beginning at the 12th verse. And we read it again. Say, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even of the dividing, as under the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him that whom it has to do. So what would that mean to you? It means, amen, that it's a possibility that through all the stress, all the layoffs, and all the downtime in the markets, and all the problems going in the community, amen, it had caused you, amen, to pick up some type of oppressed spirit, some type of spirit that want to oppress you and might want to discourage you, discouraging. There's always some people that want to discourage you. Negativity is always around, follow you around. Amen. So what? And we began to look at it through prayer and reading the word. That's reading the word at night, reading the word during the daytime, or maybe just have the Bible itself. You just put it on tape, on CD, app or whatever, and let it play, and your subconscious, amen, will pick it up. There's something called backmasking, amen, subliminal subjection. Maybe you've been subjected to something, amen, you're not even knowing it about. But through the word of God, according to what Hebrews says, there's no creature, amen, that is hidden. Amen. Reading this word and just listening to the word, amen, and just being around, ministering in prayer, amen, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. Sometimes if you have to be careful, amen, your mind be going over and over. Amen. Have you been mind being over and over on a problem? You just beating yourself up, discussing things, and say, why did I do that? Why did I do this? Amen. You can go to the Word of God. Go to the Word of God and read the Word of God. Let the Word of God play. Let Scriptures begin to play. Amen. And let it apply. Amen. Because you're what? You're in the family. You're in the family of God. And if you're not even in the family, you can still benefit from listening to the Word of God, the believers. Amen. So we want to reiterate that your spirit must be born again, become powerful, amen, to be powerful to help people, amen, to help these young people and young men and women that are shooting up areas and shooting up homes, and amen, they want to bomb here and bomb there. Amen. You can let them see life is more precious, amen, than silver and gold. Those things, amen, they can lose it today, and amen, but if they just wait another day, just wait another day or wait another week, amen. God died for people. He came to deliver people, his people. Amen. The climate, that's why he said he's going away to prepare. Jesus said, And he's going away and prepare another place for us. So Jesus knew that this earth was going to be destroyed in some means or some fashion, through man or the economy or, amen, earthquakes in divers places, amen, tsunamis, the weather, the climate changing. Jesus knew, amen, and God knew, he created it. He knew the places, the thing taking place, and where it's taking place. Amen. So, following his word, applying yourself to the word of God will make you a powerful person. It'll make you a powerful person. The more you apply yourself, the more deeper you get into God's family and God's word, and your mind begins to change. Your mind begins to change about a lot of things you see. You won't be upset. Jesus said in the last days, amen, this is time of sorrow. You know, he said that himself. The time of sorrow because of what's happening in the land. But his family and his people, amen, we understand. We understand. We know what it means. And through his word began to lead and guide us. And he tell us what to do. And he tell us what to do and how to do. Amen. If you'd like to be a caller, you can call in at 1-855-236-2252 and press 1. If you press 1 on your phone, amen, you become a part of this conversation, amen, here today concerning the being a powerful Christian, amen, having a powerful walk with God. We also want to, amen, let you know you can go on the site, amen, and bring up this program here. You might have some other people that might want to listen, and you might follow this up later on tonight. Paul was writing to the Philippians, and in his writing, he said to the Philippians, amen, he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your thanksgiving be request be made known unto God. You know, not just go and pray and just go through a lot of monotones and scriptures that you have read, but not, amen, be honest. Be honest. Amen. What is your request to help others? What is your request to help others? Amen. You know some that have mental problems? Pray for them. Amen. Start exercising your prayer life. If you want to become a powerful person in Christ, you need to build up your confidence. Amen. That God hears you. He hears you, but you need to build up your confidence. Amen. And if you notice all the athletes today in this time of the season, and as well as musicians and anyone else, they've been on the job a long time, they can tell you that constantly experience, because experience is nothing but practice, constantly being involved in their job, being involved in the environment, and they got familiar with, amen, the situations around them. So praying, knowing that you have spirit, you're a spirit on the inside and the outside, you still live in this world, and God have you here as an ambassador, interceder that stands, and you see problems, and you're the one to be able to hook up, to reach out, and to touch heaven for somebody else. You know, not just praying for yourself. No, Jesus came to die for all of us. God sent his son died for all of us. So God wants you to, what, die out certain things that you take time, spend time in prayer, spend time in reading. You say, oh, I know that's so trivial. That's you hear that all the time. Yes, but have you applied yourself? Have you tried it? Have you tried it? Amen. Yes, you have to give up some time and give up some energy, but it's worth it. It's worth it to see someone, amen, choose life. If you've never seen that before, it's a precious thing to see someone else choose life. Choose life. Someone has decided there's too many people today, amen, need someone to intercede for them. They need someone to pray for them. Amen. To reach out for them. You see them. The community see them. They put them on television. But where's the other part? Where are the ones that standing up and say, you know what? I'm going to pray for this young lady. You know what? I'm going to pray for this young man. I'm going to touch God for this person because somebody did it for me. Somebody did it for me. That's what this broadcast is about. Amen. This broadcast is about spreading the word that you can grow. Amen. That you can reach out to others. Amen. And be an access to, amen, to the community. You can be salt. Jesus said, we are the salt of the world. Amen. You find a lot of chefs today, and they're trying to get the chefs to, amen, not to use so much salt in food. People put salt in food if it don't taste right, or they need a taste of salt. But salt is a preservative. Salt is the one that keep things fresh, alive. Amen. So you're the one that come through, amen, praying and talking to others and say, hey, wait a minute, hold on. I got another, my opinion. I like to put this in here today. I like to say this. You know, I want you to consider this. Amen. And you the salt. And God wants you to interject, amen, peace. We're peacemakers. The psalmist say, follow peace with all men and pursue peace. Pursue it, amen. So the child of God, he's always pursuing a peacemaker. He's always pursuing peace, trying to find a way, amen, to put things together. Always trying to find a way, amen, to make things better. Amen. That's what a child of God is. That's what makes you powerful. You always have a good word for somebody. You have something that, you know, they need to know. Amen. And you might not want to give it out, but when you constantly stay in prayer with God, you find confidence in, amen. Say, well, I'm going to say this. Lord, help me how to say it. And you know what? It always come out right. It's always come out right. Amen. Wherever you are, share this broadcast with others. Share this broadcast with others. You don't never know who you're helping by sharing. Sharing. God said he wants us to be a witness. And we'll be a witness. Amen. We're going to pray right now for some of those that are being oppressed. Those that are going through trials and tribulation, amen, you might be a child of God or you desire to be, and you're having problems with the environment or the place that you stay, whatever the situation might be, amen. Remember, God, amen, when you come in the Spirit of God, amen, it's spirits that's fighting against you. We don't fight against flesh and blood. It's not the man, it's not the environment or whatever, but God tells us what through the book of Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities in high places. Amen. Spiritual wickedness. Amen. So you might think it's my brother, it's my cousin. Oh, it's the supervisor on the job. But it's not. It's not. It is not. That's not the problem. That's not the problem. That is not the situation. Amen. So, amen. Continue to pray. Continue to talk to God. Let's agree. Now, wherever you are, we let's be in agreement. Let's be in agreement. We're going to be in agreement here, amen, of mental problems that's going on, amen. Someone have been disappointed, amen. They put their heart and mind too much into one direction. They've been let down, and they thought, well, God, you said I prayed for it, I asked for it, and, you know, it didn't come. Well, God's ways are not our ways, but let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. Let God give you the insight on what else he have for you. Or maybe it's already been granted, but because of the fact you forgot to realize that you have to pray when you're asking for progress or blessing, because the enemy doesn't want you to be blessed. He doesn't want you to be successful. Amen. If you are, you will not come to him, and you always be praising God. He wants you to have a down spirit. Amen. He always wants you to be sorrowful. He wants you to feel rejected, that nobody cares, nobody listening. Amen. Cause that's, so he always looking for a way, amen, to hinder you, to block you, to discourage you. Amen. So, but with God, through his son Jesus Christ, they come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. They say life. Have life and have it more abundantly. So when you have life, amen, you can give life and you can be a light. And when you be a light and give off life, you will attract, amen, all type of bugs and things good and things that are not good. Have you ever seen a bug at night? Or lights at night in a forest, or lights at night in areas, oh, you get all type of little animals come to the light. They come to the light. They look at the light. Some might try to attack the light. Amen. They come, but the light draw them. Amen. When you're in Christ and you have Christ in you, amen, you attract good things and you do attract bad things because you are light. They can see. So understand this. You have power. Understand that you are a powerful child of God. And understand that you have to be a warrior, amen, to stand up and say, listen, amen, I'm a child of God, and I will not accept, amen, I will not accept defeat. I will not accept rejection. I will not accept, amen, of being down or sorrowful. Amen. I know it's in the world. I know it's of the world, but God has elevated me, and I'm with him. So I understand that. So I reject it. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, you have to start walking into it. You have to start walking into it. Start speaking out of your mouth. You start speaking negativity out of your mouth, and you speak it. So, and the Bible says, faith comes by hearing. So you start hearing what you speak. And the more you hear what you speak, you either get strong or you get weak. Either one of the two. Because what you hearing, what you speak. Amen. Not only you hear what you speak, but what goes out into the world. What's going out in the spirit. Because you are spirit. Amen. You've been born again. Your spirit has been born again. So you speaking out. And you saying out, you know, God, you know, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, amen, for helping my sister. She's going through. Helping my brother. He's going through. Amen. Lord, protect all of these children. You can do it. You know, if you think about it, think about it. Be a prayer warrior. Doesn't have to be seen. Isn't that great? A prayer warrior doesn't have to be seen. You can go in your closet. You can be someplace private. Because of the fact, that was a time when Jesus, when Lazarus, you know, when Lazarus died, and they came to Jesus, and they say, Jesus, 4 days now. And Jesus said, I'm glad that I wasn't here. It's for God. And all the, during those days, they had these moaners. They pay him to go around and just moan. But Jesus walked away from all of them, and he stood up and he spoke to Lazarus. That's by himself. No one around, you know, real close to him. And also there was a time Peter, was one of the great seamstress in the Bible named Rhoda, and she did great. She was gifted, amen, helping all the saints with their clothes and their helping all the saints with their donning, adding on buttons and different things. So when she died, oh, it was a tragedy. Oh, who else could they go to? So they went to Peter. Say, Peter, my God, Peter, Rhoda, she passed. And Peter came. And when Peter came, he had to put them all out the room. Peter said, no, you all go out. Because they was brokenhearted, they was disappointed. And, you know, sometimes when things happen, and they don't know if it's God's will or not, and they don't know how to pray, and it takes somebody that's all the time being prayerful, all the time being positive, know how to reach God and the situation. Peter know at this time, no, you all, let's go out the room right now and let me pray. So when Peter prayed, that's why the Bible said out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Sometimes you have to walk away from people. They say they agree with you. They say, well, we're part of what you, we understand and we sympathize with you. But do they believe? That's the issue. Do they believe? You know, faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And the Bible says that have faith in God. So in this traumatic situation, this drama going on, Peter say, no, you know, you all go out, you know, step next door, and let me pray. You know, there was a time when the prophet Elijah and the widow, when they made a place for Elijah, and Elijah came back through, and the son was dead. Elijah put him out. He went in the room with him and laid and stretched himself on the child and prayed. Amen. So what I'm saying is good that if you're a prayer warrior and you have learned and desired this to be, not to be seen, but that you know situations, you can just go pray. Nobody has need to know who you are. They don't have to question you about your faith. You don't have to write no letters. Isn't that wonderful? You can just go pray. Pray for the situation to get better. Amen. Sometimes, you know, if you let people know what you're doing, and you know, the Pharisees, they get all upset and they're talking about, well, you know, we fast 3 times a week. And they stand out on the streets and pray. You know, they want to be seen. They want to be heard. Jesus said they got their reward. They got their reward. But you yourself, you know, to be powerful in Christ. Amen. Once you know who you are in Christ, then take baby steps. Take small steps first. You know, start building up your faith and building up your prayer life. Let's pray about a situation that you know. You know, slowly work on the situation. Slowly work on, try things, small things that, we say small things, that the things that you know you can reason with, you know, before you start getting in the areas where it looks like nobody can help but God, and you give up yourself. Amen. Don't pray for situations that, amen, you really don't believe in yourself. You just start praying. But no, start working on small things. I remember when my mentor was telling me about it. Well, you got a headache. Well, lay your hands on yourself and pray for your headache. So I stopped working on that. Whenever things come up, I lay my hands on myself and pray. I don't care how many times. You just keep praying. Pray. Read the Bible. listen to music and pray. And pray. Remember, you are body, soul, and spirit. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. We're looking for you to be a great, strong ambassador for Christ. Amen. We need soldiers. Amen. The body of Christ needs more soldiers. Jesus said that the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. The laborers are few. Amen. So, and your walk with Christ, amen, consider other people, how you would like to change their life, how you would like to, but first, don't go up and tell them as you're praying for them or you're reading and you, no, you pray. And if you're able to observe them in your church or your community and you see a change, then thank God. Thank God. But build yourself up first. Like the book of Jude said in the brother of James, he said, build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The more you read, the more Spirit of God you get. The more the Bible that you get into your spirit, your mind, amen, in your memory, that's the Spirit of God. God's Word is Spirit. Build up yourself reading and meditating on the Word of God, memorizing, amen, quoting scriptures, amen. So when things start coming up, anything, the scripture jump out at you because of what? We live and we being, our being is on the scriptures. We live and we walk on the scriptures. God's word is scripture. Amen. He loved us, he cared for us. But Jesus said, I came into the scriptures that was written of me. Amen. He didn't come to break the law. He came to fulfill the law. God gave Moses the law anyway. But Moses went up on the mountain and meditated and thought how to write up things. 10 things to keep the human race and God, how to worship God. No, it wasn't with Moses. Moses was just a carrier. He was just an instrument. Amen. He was a giver. But God gave everything to Moses. Moses was just an instrument. Moses was just an instrument. Amen. So, you know, it's important to us to remember, amen, that God cared for us and he looked after us, but we ourselves have to apply ourselves because it helps you. It helps you when you apply yourself. Amen. Those of you who like to read or communicate with us, you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And as well as you go to Facebook, join us on our page, www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries, INC. www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries, INC. Or you want to subscribe us on YouTube, www.youtube.com/user JCI Ministries. We're on YouTube. Amen. We like for you also is continue to write at JCIM Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarite, Florida 33320, USA. Amen. You can also write JCI Ministries, Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888, Tamarite, Florida 33320, USA. Amen. Or if you want to email us at seniorbishop@jciministries.org. seniorbishop@jciministries.org. God bless you, and we're praying that you continue to strive Amen. How can I live a powerful life in Christ? We need you. We need you. Amen. You can be in the ranks. You can be out front if you don't like to be out front to be seen. Amen. You can start your own little prayer band. Your own little study band in your home, or you can do it yourself. Get up 12 o'clock at night or 3 o'clock in the morning and just reach out. And reach out to God. Call names. Write down certain names. Amen. You write down certain names. And when you write the names down, put them in your prayer box. They can put them into certain areas. Amen. And you can pray for them. Pray for people. Amen. Continue to pray for them. Amen. You become a powerful person in Christ. Powerful person in Christ. Amen. Being in that power, amen, you apply yourself. It also helps you. It also helps you. Amen. Because one thing about God, amen, when you're closer you get to God, you get blessed. And you come to God blessed, blessing others, and it also bless you. It bless you as well. It bless you as well. So blessing others also bless you. So it helps you. The more you do, the more God, amen, bless you. Amen. So those you know that you look at television and radio today and listen to radio and you listen to what's going on, amen, pray. Pray for those areas. Amen. Set up the prayer of intercession. Paul told Timothy, amen, to pray. Pray for people that are in authority. Amen. Pray. Amen. Because what? You are body, soul, and spirit. Your spirit has come alive to God, and you know how to reach God. Amen. You are supernatural. Amen. Just use that. Use what God has given you. Learn how to use that God has given you, and you can make your own way. Amen. You be the one, be a blazer to help others. They don't have to know who you are. Amen. Paul was saying that I exalt, therefore, that first of all, 1 Timothy 2, second chapter, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God and the Savior. Amen. So it's very important. Amen. It's very important that we, amen, as Christians, pray. Amen. We can move a lot of things. We can help a lot of people. Amen. We can be a part of the change. Amen. It's good to know that you can change things. Amen. You can change things and be a part of a change with God. Isn't that good? You can change things. You can be a part of change with God. Amen. So we say to all of you to continue. Amen. We thank God for your listening wherever you are. Amen. Just remember, He's alive. God is alive. Block Talk Radio with Dr. Natruth, Bishop Poole. Continue to have us in your prayer. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Call a friend. Let them know. Amen. They can find a great program on the air. God bless you. Amen. Have a Jesus-filled day or night.